Shrine will remain in possession of the ball. Ball thrown all the way back to Sager. Sager looking to drive the lane against Berry. Drives it all the way to the hoop and gets the basket. 48-22 in favor of Hope College. Dole brings it to McAfee, to Megan Kelly. Kelly to Kaufman. Kaufman at the point. Brings it back out, calling the offense and calling a play as she dumps it out to Berry. Berry with a no-look pass to Kelly. Berry driving to the basket, has the ball knocked away, gets possession back, looking for somebody to throw to, throws it underhand off the backboard. And Wrecker with the rebound, and she'll bring it all the way up the court. She misses the layup, and Dole with the rebound. Kaufman quickly back up with numbers. Kaufman dumps it off to Kelly. Wide open for three, and she makes it. The ninth three-pointer for the Flying Dutch in this ball game. 51-22 in favor of Hope College with 7:47 left here in the ball game.
That's her first points of the ball game.
Hinselmeyer bringing the ball up the court for Trine. Dumps it off to Dunn, who gets it back to Tate. Tate has the ball knocked away. McAfee with the steal. And are we going to get a jump ball or are we going to get a foul? I believe we're going to get a jump. We're going to get a jump ball. The shot clock, I believe, will be reset. Maybe not. Trine will retain possession as Hinselmeyer has the ball. Almost stolen by McAfee. Tate with the little jumper, and she misses everything with that one. And it goes out of bounds, and it will be the Flying Dutch's ball. 51-22 with 17:22 left in this ball game. Kaufman at the point to Brittany Berry. Berry to McAfee. Back to Kaufman. Kaufman to McAfee, who was driving the basket. And she was fouled underneath. I believe that's going to be against Olivia Wrecker.
Trying foul on number 12, Olivia Wrecker.
That'll be her second foul.
Team's first
foul. Brittany Berry gets the ball in bounds from the free throw line. Misses the jump shot. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it will be off the Flying Dutch, and it will be Trine's ball.
Almost looked like that was an afterthought on that shot. She kind of fired that one from the hip.
Yeah, she looked like she was looking for a pass, and then at the last moment decided to take the shot. Hinselmeyer with a nice little pass, and the ball missed shot by Wrecker, who misses off the front of the rim. Dutch run the ball back up the court. Brittany Berry to Megan Kelly. Megan Kelly for three. Another one. Megan Kelly now has 2 3-pointers, and that was her second one of the ball game. 54-22 in favor of the Flying Dutch. Hinselmeyer driving the lane, and she is fouled. And that's going to be against Megan Kelly. That's her second foul, and that will bring Hinselmeyer to the free throw line. Hinselmeyer has had kind of a rough ball game. She's only 1 for 9 from the field and 2 for 4 from the free throw line.
She's a leading scorer for the Thunder. She's averaging a little over 11 points a ball game.
And as we say that, she makes her first free throw. That's 5 points now for Hinselmeyer. And she makes the second one. 6 points now for Hinselmeyer, and we have a timeout as Coach Mix has called a 30-second timeout. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. With 16:32 left in this ball game, the Flying Dutch with a commanding 54-24 lead. Big ball game for the Flying Dutch. If they win this ball game, Ron, they clinch outright the MIAA regular season championship. And a big win that would be, as they wouldn't have to worry about anything else until the tournament starts. But they have 2 more ball games coming up here in the next week.
But the winning of the MIAA championship does not mean that they get a bid.
You have to win the tournament in order to get that.
You have to win the tournament to get your bid.
Flying Dutch bring the ball up the court, trying in a full court press right now. Flying Dutch break the press, and Kaufman dribbling the ball around the three-point line, ends up running into number 13, Kayla Dunn. And Kayla Dunn picks up her third foul. Kelly will inbounds the ball for the Flying Dutch. That will be the second foul against Trine here in the second half.
Only two fouls against each team.
Kelly to Dole to Berry. Berry was going to drive the lane, changed her mind, gets it back to Kaufman, who is running the point. Back out to Berry. Gets a pick from Dole. Back to Dole. Nice little give and go. Hannah Dole with a two. That's 4 points for Dole. 56-24 in favor of Hope. Henselmeyer again with the point, bringing the ball up the court. Kelly guarding her very closely. Spin move, takes the shot, misses it. Rebound, Kaufman. Kaufman to Kelly. Out to McAfee. Berry. Berry looking to drive the baseline. Changes her mind. Gets a dumps. The nice pass off to McAfee for the easy layup.
One
nice
of her look-away passes.
Nice. McAfee now has 10 points. It's 58-24 in favor of the Flying Dutch with 15-19 left in this ballgame. Henselmeyer dumps the pass off to Dunn underneath. She misses the deuce. Kaufman will now bring the call up the floor. Kaufman driving the lane. Nice pass to Dole. Kicks it back out to a wide-open Megan Kelly, who misses the three. Dole with the rebound. Back to Kelly, who drives in and hits the basket. 60-24 in favor of the Flying Dutch with 14:51 left in the ballgame. Henselmeyer trying to run the offense. Nobody getting open. She's forced to hold on to the ball. Dumps the ball underneath to Dunn, who gets it back to Tate. Tate tries to find Dunn and throws the ball out of bounds. Taylor Cole checks in for Trine, and there's going to be wholesale changes for the Flying Dutch as Melissa LaRue checks into the ballgame. Elizabeth Perkins, Kelsey Masserat, Amanda Traversa, and Kamara Sunbury all check back into the ballgame for the Flying Dutch as their second unit comes into the ballgame. LaRue will be running the point for the Flying Dutch. She brings the ball up the court. Tries to find Sudbury, and Olivia Recker knocks the ball out of bounds. The ball will remain in the Flying Dutch's possession as Sudbury will inbounds the ball to LaRue. LaRue looks to drive to the basket, changes her mind, dumps the pass out to Elizabeth Perkins. Perkins back to LaRue. LaRue swinging the ball around the court to Sudbury. Sudbury drives, changes her mind. Traversa for three and nails it. Another three-pointer for Amanda Traversa. That's 14 for Traversa. 63-24 in favor of the of Hope with 14 minutes left in this ballgame. Henselmeyer at the point. Gets it to Recker. Recker to Tate. Tate drives the baseline. A little four-foot jumper. Misses. Masserat with the rebound. LaRue will bring it up court to Masserat, to Sudbury. Sudbury to Traversa, who looked to shoot the three again, changed her mind, gets it to LaRue. LaRue to Masserat, to Perkins. Perkins driving to the basket, misses it off the front of the rim. Rebound to Recker, who brings the ball up one on two, changes her mind, dumps the pass out to Engel, to Henselmeyer. Misses the shot. Masserat with a rebound. LaRue to Masserat. Masserat looking underneath to Perkins, to LaRue, to Traversa. Masserat underneath the basket. Has the ball stolen away by number 20, Taylor Cole. And there's a foul being committed, and let's see who it's against. It's going to be against Kamara Sunbury. That's her second foul. Number 15, Megan Engel, has checked into the ball game. And number 21, Becky Depp, has also checked into the ball game, along with number 25, Laura Rosenkrantz. Cole with the ball. She's going to drive to the basket. And she makes the shot. Nice little layup by Cole as she drove all the way to the basket for her first 2 points of the ball game. 63-26 in favor of Hope. as Elizabeth Perkins gets the ball out to Melissa LaRue. LaRue looking around. Cross-court pass. They find Kelsey Maserat underneath. She misses the layup. Taylor Cole with the rebound, and she brings the ball up the court. Cole misses the layup. Ball bounces off of, I believe it was number 25, Laura. Laura Rosenkrantz. It will be Flying Dutch ball. 12:08 left here in the ballgame. Flying Dutch 63, trying 26 as Melissa LaRue brings the ball up the court for the Flying Dutch. She's going to drive all the way to the basket. Misses the layup. Maserat with the rebound. Puts it back up and is fouled in the process. The foul will be against Taylor Cole as Maserat will go to the line.
That is her first. Team's third.
Maserat now has 4 points and four rebounds as she goes to the free throw line. And makes it. Flying Dutch perfect from the free throw line. A perfect 7-for-7 as Maserat makes her fifth point of the ball game. And makes another one. That's six now for Kelsey Maserat. 65-26 in favor of Hope College. 11:51 left here in the game. And Kamara Sudbury will steal the pass. She's going to drive. One on two. Sudbury, little underneath, and she traveled. Sudbury trying to break two defenders and get the basket and took an extra step.
Little crossover move there and took the extra step to get over there.
Taylor Cole with the ball. Gives it out to Laura Rosenkrantz, who misses the three. Maserat with the rebound. And she dumps it out to LaRue, who will slow it up for the Flying Dutch, who will set up their offense. LaRue driving to the basket. Perkins back out to Maserat, who will find it wide open. Kamara Sunbury for three. She misses the shot, but Elizabeth Perkins with the rebound. Perkins driving to the hoop. Layup is good. Perkins' fourth point of the game, 67-26 with 11 minutes left in the ballgame. Becky Depp with the ball. She's dribbling around trying to get into the lane. Rosenkrantz shoots the ball high off the rim. Melissa LaRue with a rebound, and she'll bring the ball up the court. Finds Maserat underneath. She's double-teamed. Breaks it back out to LaRue. Back to Maserat underneath. Misses the shot, but Sudbury with the rebound. She'll bring it back out to LaRue, who will shoot the three in and out. Maserat out of her hands and into Sudbury's hands, and she'll bring it back out with a brand-new shot clock. Sudbury running the offense. Dumps the ball off to Maserat. Nice little pass, and Maserat with an easy layup. And that's 8 points now for Kelsey Maserat. 69-26 in favor of Hope with 10:12 left, and looks like we've got a timeout. I'm not really sure. Did you catch who called that timeout, Ron? It was a full timeout. It was called from the Flying Dutch bench. Coach Brian Morehouse looking, to, I believe, to get some substitutions into the ball game. So with 10:12 left here in this ball game, the Flying Dutch with a commanding 69-26 lead over Trine University. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods.
Well, Coach Mo out there just using, I think, this as more of a scrimmage than a ball game right now. He's putting his subs in, but he's working with them. He's trying to get different combinations to work together. He's trying to take a look at what his future is going to be when he has gals out there like Perkins and Traversa and some of these people that are freshmen right now. This is the future of this Hope College Flying Dutch Ball Club, and the future looks pretty good. You look down at some of these people. He's going to lose a lot, as he does every year, but there's always others who are just waiting to mature a little bit and riding that bench and waiting for next year.
Traversa checks back into the ballgame for the Flying Dutch, as does Jordan Skolten. Number 21, Becky Depp with the ball and running the point, and she has the ball knocked out of her hands by Elizabeth Perkins, and she knocks it out of bounds, and it will be Trine's basketball. Taylor Cole will inbounds it for Trine. Cole having problems finding somebody, finally finds Rosenkantz. The ball's dumped back out. Three-pointer taken by Brittany Herr, who is into the ball game. She misses the shot but gets her own rebound. Gets it out to Becky Depp, who drives the baseline and then finds number 23, Sarah Miller, who misses the shot. Rebound to Perkins, who slows it up and gets it to Melissa Rulu. We're under 10 minutes left here in the ball game. Sudbury, cross-court pass to Traversa. Another three. Oh, jeez. She just can't miss. Amanda Traversa with another three-pointer. That's 17 points for her. 72-26 for the Flying Dutch. Depp running the point. Gets it to Taylor Cole. Cole will drive to the basket. Sarah Miller, ball knocked out of her hands, and I believe we're going to get a foul as Melissa LaRue got the steal and was heading for an easy basket and was fouled. Brittany Herr will pick up the foul. That will be Brittany Herr's first foul. LaRue to Perkins, almost threw the ball away. Perkins holds on to it, finds Traverse, another three. This one finally misses. Jordan Skolt with the rebound, in and out. Traversa grabbed the rebound, but I believe she's going to pick up the offensive foul as she was a little too aggressive underneath and went over somebody's back.
Jordan left a little quick there. She shot and took off. She didn't wait for the rebound to come down. She figured that was going in.
Depp with the ball, dribbling it. She was going to drive to the basket, changed her mind. Dumps it out to Taylor Cole, who drives to the basket. Ball bounces around, and it was intended for Depp, and the ball bounces out of bounds, and it will be Flying Dutch basketball. Traversa checks out of the ballgame. Emily Klucka checks back in, and it looks like we're going to get some more substitutions here, Ron. Number 34. Paris, I believe that's Paris Madison is number 34?
No, number 34 is Logan Meeker.
Logan Meeker has checked in the ballgame for the Flying Dutch, and Paris Madison, number 3, has checked in the ballgame for the Flying Dutch.
These are JV players that he has brought up. Get a look at a little bit, getting ready for the tournament. There's a couple girls out.
Skolton to Meekler to Sudbury. Nice pass. Oh, in and out. Sudbury grabs her rebound, though. Klucka finds Skolton underneath. Ball bounces around. And Sudbury has the ball to Skolton, who's going to... A nice little 10-foot jumper from Jordan Skolton. She was debating on what she was going to do, and she said, well, nobody's going to anywhere close to my height, so I'll just take the shot. Oh. Becky Depp was bringing the ball up the court and couldn't make up her mind if she wanted to drive to the basket or pass the ball and ends up traveling with it. So another trying turnover. That will be number 19. Paris Madison with the run in the point right now for the Flying Dutch to Sudbury. Sudbury to Skolton. Back out to Sudbury. Cross court pass to Meeker. Meeker to Klucka. To Madison to find Sudbury wide open underneath. What a gorgeous pass. Sudbury all alone underneath the basket. Paris Madison finds her. Sudbury makes the shot and is fouled in the process. Sarah Miller will pick up the foul, and Sudbury will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Sudbury makes the free throw, and that's 7 points now for Sudbury, 77-26 in favor of Hope. As Depp brings the ball up the court, she's going to drive to the basket and makes the nice layup. 77-28 with 7:22 left in the ball game. Flying Dutch lead. Sudbury to Skolton. Skolton back to Sudbury, who finds Klucka underneath, posting up. Tries to make a shot, and it bounces off the backboard. Trying with the rebound, Depp. Depp looking to try to get a pass underneath. Can't find anybody open. Dribbles all the way around the perimeter. She has Madison guarding her. Depp drives the lane, misses the layup. Rebound to number 23, Sarah Miller, who tries to make a shot underneath and is fouled by Jordan Skolton. That will be two free throws for Sarah Miller. That'll be the first foul against Jordan Skolton. 77-28 in favor of Hope College with 6:48 left in the ball game. As Sarah Miller will take the first free throw and makes it.
And Perkins will come back in for Sudbury.
That was Miller's first points of the ball game. 77-29 in favor of Hope College. Miller's free throw off the front of the iron misses, but ball bounces around and Miller gets her own rebound, but let's see what is called. There is a foul, I believe, going to be called. And wow, Jordan Skolton gets two quick fouls. They are not in the bonus, so they will take the ball underneath.
When you're bigger than everyone else, they tend to see you more, I think, as well. Just like when Aaron Dunk with the guys.
Rosenkamp driving to the basket. Jordan Skolton swats the ball away. Rosenkamp lost the ball there, but that was Brittany Hurd got the ball back and was going to try to drive against Skolton, and she stepped out of bounds. A turnover, and it'll be Hope College's basketball. Meeker with the basketball finds Skolton underneath. Skolton with a nice move underneath. Another 2 points for Jordan Skolton. 79-29 now in favor of Hope College. As Depp has the ball, trying to find somebody to pass the ball to. Gets it to Taylor Cole, who misses the shot. Skolton with the rebound. To Madison. Madison was going to bring the ball up the court and is fouled in the process by Miller. That will be the sixth team foul against Trine.
That is her first. Team's sixth. Entering the line for Trine, number 24, Katie Wallen.
Katie Wallen has checked into the ballgame for Trine. She is a 5'10 sophomore out of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Paris Madison running the point. Looking to find somebody to throw to. Gets it to Skolton, who swings it out to Perkins. Perkins drives the baseline. Out to Klocka. Out to Meeker. Meeker takes a three, misses it. Ball bounces around, but Madison gets the rebound. Passes it back out to Klocka. Klocka to Perkins. Perkins looking to drive. Gets it out to Klocka. Klocka with a three-pointer, and she hits it. Long three-pointer by Emily Klucka. Her first points of the ball game, 82-29, in favor of Hope College with 5:20 left in the ball game. Depp running the point. Gets it to Taylor Cole. Cole looking to drive. Dumps it out to Rosenkamp, who takes a long three-pointer, and she makes it. 82-32 now in favor of Hope College as Paris Madison quickly brings the ball back up the court. Meeker with a long cross-court pass to Perkins. Finds Klucka a little bit over her head, and that will be a turnover. The 11th Hope College turnover of the ball game. Trine's basketball as Depp will bring the ball up the court. She'll be picked up at half-court by Paris Madison. Guards her very, very closely. Meeker with a nice defensive play and knocks the ball out of bounds.
Well, the last score between these two clubs earlier in the year was 82-38 Hope.
And we're just about at that point with 4 minutes left. Depp was looking to drive on Madison, and Madison fouled her. And that will put Trine into the bonus here with 4:32 left in this ball game, and we'll also send Becky Depp to the free throw line for a 1-1, and she makes the first end of the 1-1, and we'll get a second free throw. Becky Depp's second point of the ball game. Her second free throw is up and good. 82-34 in favor of the Flying Dutch. More substitutions coming in for the Flying Dutch. Perkins drives to the basket, misses the shot. Rosenkamp with a rebound. Depp now bringing the ball up the court. Nice little pass. Rosenkamp with the layup, and it's good. 82-36 with 4:08 left in the ball game. Ball knocked out of bounds, and let's see who gets the ball here. It was a high pass on for the Flying Dutch, and the ball got knocked out of bounds, and will be trying the ball. We have Melissa LaRue has checked back into the ball game for the Flying Dutch, as is Amanda Traversa, and Kelsey Maserat is also back into the ball game. Depp being guarded by Perkins as she dribbles it around. Picks up her dribble, finds Sarah Miller. Miller drives to the basket, misses the shot, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it'll go to the Flying Dutch. With 3:43 left in this ball game, it's the Flying Dutch 82, Trine 36. LaRue to Meeker. Meeker to Traversa to LaRue. LaRue to Maserat. Maserat with a pass to Perkins. Perkins looking to the drive to the basket. Bumped and lost the ball, but Maserat gets it. Maserat on the floor, and there will be a jump ball, and the possession arrow points to Hope College with only 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Perkins will take the ball out of bounds for the Flying Dutch. Finds Melissa LaRue, and she is fouled. Becky Depp will pick up the foul, and Melissa LaRue will go to the free throw line. That will be the second foul against Becky Depp. LaRue has 5 points so far in this ball game, and she will look to add to her total and makes the first one. Sudbury will check back into the game for Perkins, and Paris Madison will check back into the ball game for Melissa LaRue. Klucka and Skolton check into the ball game for Maserat and Traversa. Madison will check back into the ball game as soon as either LaRue makes this free throw or the next stoppage of play. And LaRue makes the free throw, so she'll check out of the ball game for Paris Madison. Her 7th point of the game, 84-36 in favor of the Flying Dutch with 3:16 left in the ball game. And Depp will bring the ball back up the court for the Thunder. Sudbury with the rebound, and she'll get it out to Paris Madison. Finds Klucka to Meeker. Meeker to Skolton. Skolton being tied up, and that will be a jump ball. Jordan Skolton just committed the cardinal sin of a big person. When you're 6'5", you should never bring the ball down to your waist because it gives somebody a chance to grab the ball, and she just committed that cardinal sin. Trine's basketball. Sarah Miller, nice little pass to number 24, Katie Wolin, and she turns the ball over. Paris Madison now will bring the ball up the court. To Sudbury, Sudbury to Skolton. Skolton was looking at getting the ball underneath. Instead, she gets it to Meeker. Meeker looking to drive, changes her mind to Klucka. Klucka around the perimeter to Paris Madison. Madison looking for somebody to pass it to. Klucka with a double team. Nice turnaround jumper by Emily Klucka. That's 5 for Klucka, 86-36 in favor of Hope College with 2:05 left in this ball game. Depp with the basketball. Finds Wolin. Depp again with the ball. Depp looking to drive to the basket. Throws it off the glass, and it's good. Becky Depp loves driving to the lane, and she done a nice little job with her 6 points. Meeker to Klucka. Klucka with the layup. Nice pass by Meeker, finding Klucka underneath. That's 7 now for Klucka. 88-38 in favor of Hope with 1:30 left here in the ball game. Depp looking for a pick, isn't going to get it. She dribbles across the perimeter. Closely, she turns over the ball, but it's picked up, blocked by Jordan Skolton, who finds Madison. Madison with numbers to Klucka. Klucka one-on-one with Miller, and I think she trapped. No, she. They're going to get her for an offensive foul. She used the forearm a little bit there on that one. She smiles because she knows she committed the foul. 88-38 with 109 left in this ball game. The outcome of this game has been in hand for a very long time as the Flying Dutch look to close this one out. Depp being guarded closely by Paris Madison. She'll drive to the lane. Nice little pass, but it's stolen by Meeker, but it's stolen back by Depp, and she...
Meeker gets ball.
You think, okay, I wasn't sure if she stepped out of bounds. Having people stand up in front of us and blocking our view, but Meeker picks up the foul, and that will send Depp to the line. Depp makes her first of the 1-1. 88-39 with under a minute left in this ball game. Her second one is good, and it's 88-40 with 54 seconds left in this ball game. Paris Madison will bring the ball up the court for the Flying Dutch. Finds Meeker. Meeker drives to the baseline. To Klucka. Klucka underneath. Gorgeous pass to Skolten for the easy layup. And she points to Klucka to give her recognition for a gorgeous pass. That is 6 points now for Jordan Skolten. 90-40 in favor of the Flying Dutch with under 40 seconds left in this ball game. As Depp looking to drive to the baseline. Has the ball blocked by Sudbury. A nice defensive play. The ball will remain with the Thunder with 14 seconds left on the shot clock and 26 seconds left on the game clock. Miller looking to inbounds the ball. Finds Katie Wolin, who misses the shot. Sudbury with the rebound. And it looks like the Flying Dutch will probably hold on to the ball and won't take another shot with 17 seconds left. Paris Madison looks like she'll dribble out the clock. And a nice hand from the crowd to give this team recognition as the Flying Dutch are about to clinch the MIAA regular season championship outright. And home court advantage is theirs throughout the MIAA tournament. Final score here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Hope College 90, Trine 40. It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, where the Flying Dutch of Hope College have just defeated Trine 90-40 to clinch the MIAA regular season championship outright. And Tom Renner is out at center court to present the MIAA regular season championship trophy to the co-captains, Megan Kelly and Brittany Berry, who accept the trophy on behalf of the Flying Dutch. The Flying Dutch's record goes to 23-0 and 15-0 in MIAA play.
Commissioner David Nielsen out there was out making the introduction to Tom to present the trophy. He kind of stepped aside. He is retiring also at the end of the year, and they're looking for a new commissioner for the MIAA, but he wanted to honor Tom as well and let Tom present the trophy to the MIAA champs, the Hope College Flying Dutch.
A big victory for the Flying Dutch as they're able to, they're going to go to center court and get a picture taken with the trophy as the Flying Dutch win the MIAA regular season crown outright with this victory. The only work they have left is to try to get the MIAA tournament championship trophy, which will be given out at the end of the tournament, which will be 2 weeks from today, depending on who gets to the championship game. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Trine University. A very tough afternoon as they shot only 22% from the field, going 12 of 54 from the field for 22%. They shot 40% from the three-point land, going 2 of 5. They did a pretty good job from the free throw line, shooting 73%, 14 of 19. 32 rebounds for Trine, 12 offensive, 20 defensive. They turned over the ball 21 times. For the Flying Dutch of Hope College, they shot 47.8% from the field, 63 of 69. They hit 13 three-pointers for 54.2%, and they hit all 11 of their free throws, shooting 100% from the free throw line. The Flying Dutch had 49 rebounds compared to Trine's 32, a sizable rebounding edge as they went into the locker room, only leading the rebounds by four, and ended up with a 49-32 rebounding edge, 16 offensive, 33 defensive. They had 15 turnovers. Individual statistics for Trine. Nobody on Trine's team got into double figures. Their leading scorer was their backup point guard, Becky Depp, who had 8 points and two rebounds. Kelsey Henselmeyer had 6 points and two rebounds. Olivia Recker had 6 points and four rebounds. Laura Rosenkranz had 5 points and four rebounds. Brittany Herr had 2 points and three rebounds. Lauren Tate had 3 points and two rebounds. Caitlin Sager had 2 points. And Kayla Dunn had 2 points and five rebounds for Trine University. The Flying Dutch were led in scoring by Mandy Traversa, who had 17 points along with three rebounds. She hit every single shot she took from the field was a three-pointer, as she went 5 of 8 from three-point land for the Flying Dutch. Maura McAfee had 10 points and 11 rebounds. Those were the only two members of the Flying Dutch that were in double figures. Megan Kelly had 8 points along with one rebound. Hannah Dole had 4 points and 3 rebounds. Brittany Berry had 3 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. Anna Kaufman had 9 points, 2 rebounds, and 4 assists. Melissa LaRue had 7 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Kamara Sudbury had 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. Elizabeth Perkins had 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. Emily Klocka had 7 points and 1 assist. Kelsey Masserat had 8 points and 7 rebounds. Jordan Skolton had 6 points and 5 rebounds. And that is all of the scoring for the Flying Dutch. Paris Madison also got in the ballgame. She had a rebound and an assist. And Logan Meeker also checked in the ballgame. She had 2 assists, both of those being the junior varsity call-ups to replace the 2 injured players for the Flying Dutch, being Rebecca Lawrence and Angelique Getty, who are both out for the season with knee injuries. Okay, Ron, you took a look at the statistics. So what, I see the red pen came out. So what did you see?
Well, it's going to cost Lawrence and Vanderswag some money this week.
Yes, it does. Yes, it will, because every time that they shoot 75% or over here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, Lawrence and Vanderswart donate $75 to Hope College.
So you're going to have 11-11 out there. You can't shoot any better as far as the foul line is concerned for the Flying Dutch. And I just like to see these young kids, the freshmen in particular, that get out there, and I say kids, but they're women, and they get out there and they play their hearts out, and most of them are doing very well. And I think my player of the game is going to go to possibly one of those. Maura McAfee with a double-double again today, 11 rebounds along with 10 points for Maura. And, you expect that. Megan Kelly ended up with 8. Megan and Brittany, they tend to just sort of, wait until their shooting is really needed in a close ball game. Then they're going to shoot. And games like today, they don't really shoot very many. You know, just when the shot is there, okay, it's wide open, I'll take this one. But other than that, they don't really shake.
As Coach Dean Morehouse is about to join us for the post-game interview. Congratulations, Coach, on the victory.
Thank you. Thank you. I was getting a compliment on my sport coat again. I've had a lot of that this year. You know, I don't know if everybody knows the story. This is more important than the game, actually.
All right.
There was a $15 purchase at JCPenney last spring when I was going to the Hopis, and I didn't have a sport coat, and I wasn't going to go, and I went out there. I could have bought the whole rack. You guys could be well-dressed if I'd have bought the whole rack.
I like the tie, to be honest. Yeah. I love that tie.
It's hard for the radio people to see this, you know, really. But, you got to be here to enjoy it, I guess. Well, thank you for the win. Thank you for the compliment. I thought we got the job done today. We were inspired enough, I think, early going to get out to a good lead at halftime and kind of make sure everybody got a chance to play. And so that was great to be able to do that. I thought when we substituted the first time, I thought that next group that came in gave us a lot of energy and really started to, you know, do some things that were moving the ball. And that's kind of, there's nothing wrong with the first group. I don't mean to say that, but the second group comes in, they got a little bit of advantage. They've been watching for 5 minutes. They've kind of seen it, and they come in fresh, playing against somebody that maybe has been playing for 5 minutes. So they do have an advantage there a little bit, but I thought they came in and did a great job, and so did everybody else, and that's what got going.
We're seeing the same thing happen with the men.
Are you?
Yep.
But yeah. It must be really nice that you have a second unit that just can come in and just without any issues come in and just play really solid basketball, and just it's, they don't miss a beat.
Yeah, and I've come to not call them a second unit. I call them 1 and 1A. And that keeps me out of trouble, you know. But, you know, they all played very well, I thought. And it depends on what's going on, but they did really, they did a nice job.
Going into the now that the MIAA regular season championship is yours, how are you guys going to keep these young ladies motivated for the next few games and hold on? Are they going to be motivated to come out of this regular season with a perfect record?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think they're all intelligent enough to know that being undefeated or not being undefeated is, you know, it's a nice little thing to have an asterisk next to your name and go undefeated in the year. So we've got a couple more games to go, and they're both winnable, I think, if we play well. But, you know, if we don't, then I think when we get to the MIAA tournament, that will be a setting that will inspire them to, you know, get back on track. But irregardless of what our record is when we get there, I think that will be an inspiration for this group, knowing how well they can play, to, you know, bunker down and really get after it in the MIAA tournament.
A lot of them have to remember last year when they went to Calvin for the MIAA tournament and won it there. How nice is it going to be to have this tournament now have to go through the DeVos Fieldhouse?
I think that's the goal every year. I mean, you want to get home field advantage, you want home court advantage. You want to win enough games and win the people in the first and second place to make them come to your home and play in front of your crowd. Doesn't guarantee anything, but it makes, you know, we all know what home court advantage can mean, so we don't have to travel and all that kind of thing. But when you're playing some of the teams we possibly could play, Olivet or Calvin, you know, they're not that far away. They played here before, you know, so there's some advantage there, but it can be a big advantage or not, depending on how you use it, I guess.
It was nice to see Madison and Meeker be able to get in there and get some playing time, get adequated with the rest of the team. Are they going to be with the club for probably the rest of the season?
I don't know that for sure. That's up to Coach Mo. We've had those injuries, and we've had different players come up from the JV throughout the last few days and few weeks. Playing those two happened to be with us for a couple of times, so they stayed and played with us today, which was nice. And as you know, we've had other players from the JV that have been on our varsity over the last 3 or 4 weeks since Rebecca, hurt herself, play with us during a game. And you don't know this, but they come up and play with us in practice. So it's kind of a reward to be able to come out and do that. Whether they're going to stay with us or not, I don't know. And it depends. They both played very well, though,
yes,
I thought.
They
did not miss a beat when they were in there. They knew the offense. They knew what was going on. And that did very well.
Autumn Anderson did not play today. Is she injured as well?
No, she's not injured as well. She has a medical situation that is being taken care of. We expect her to be back on Monday. We'll see how that goes. But, I think that from when I talked to her before the game a little bit, I think that'll be fine on Monday.
Okay,
she puts a lot of pressure on the ball. Nobody likes to see her come in the ball game if they played against her. You know, she's very, very quick and very, very good at the pressuring the ball. Plus, she knocks down some shots, but, I mean, her ball pressure is amazing.
It's really been interesting to see from last year. Some of the freshmen from last year's team have matured so much in 1 year. Autumn Anderson is one of them. Kamara Sunbury is another. It's really nice to see the maturation process in this, that you're able to get in and get a lot of playing time in games like this. And that's really big for college basketball to be able to get playing time like that.
Yeah, and it's a reward. It's an issue that you work on, hopefully in practice every day, to earn the coach's nod to be able to get in the ball game and to play. Kamara being a junior, and who else should you mention? I'm sorry.
Autumn Anderson.
Autumn Anderson's a sophomore. Yep. You know, they come in the ball game and they're able to contribute. You know, and it's wonderful to be able to do that. I think that the example we probably use more and more as the years that go by is when freshmen aren't playing or something like that, they're playing on the JVs, we'll bring up Megan Kelly. And we'll point out that Megan Kelly played a year of JV ball. And she's now a captain, and she's one of our best players. And you can see what will happen, the maturation process, not only of the person but also of her game. And she was a good ball player when she got here, but, you know, she was a much better ball player as a sophomore after playing a year on the JVs. And then she's gotten better and better and better. And she's one that will go home in the summertime and come back better every single year.
Sometimes it's just, you know, getting the playing time rather than sitting on the bench. And
I think that's a motivation, yeah. but not everybody can't do that. Everybody can't get right. better. Some people, you know, I was as good as I was going to be when I was in the fifth grade. And that was, and I'll tell you, that was pretty doggone good. But Megan, you know, went home and got better. Maura McAfee.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, tell me she didn't go home last summer and get her game together and come back stronger and better. And nobody's talked to her and said, Maura, you got to go home and get better because we're going to need you next year. No. That's just the way her personality is, and that's what makes a great athlete, and it really does.
And she had another solid ball game. She had 10 rebounds at the half.
Yeah.
She's doing a lot of very good things, and she could be in the running for the MIAA Player of the Year.
Well, I agree with you 100% on that. Of course, I'm a little biased, but I agree with 100%.
Well, hopefully that happens to Jordan Skolten as well.
And I think we're seeing it. We're seeing it little by little. You know, this injury that she had was very, very serious, and she had to – it wasn't just go in for the repair and come back out. I mean, she had to go back, and it was a number of times, a number of things that she had to do. And still even to today, she has no control sometimes, and not lately, but so that thing will that leg will tighten up. But, you know, she's just playing better and better and better, and I can't wait for next year for her because she's one that will this summer stay after it and get better and better. But she's catching the ball better, she's moving better, she's taking her time a little more, making her presence felt.
She looks like she's having fun though.
I think it's not only fun when you're successful, but she's enjoying the game from a standpoint of enjoying watching other people be successful also. And I think sometimes freshmen are so concerned about how they're playing, not from an ego standpoint, but they want to contribute. They don't want to be the one to, you know, let somebody down on a pass or whatever. But now she's at the point where I think she's really starting to enjoy not only watching other people play, but knowing she can contribute also. And that's the way with a lot of them that are doing that. Awesome. Yeah, but I thought Megan had a good game today. Mac had a good game today. We can't not talk about Mandy Traversa. You know, she tied the record today. And I suppose we could have put her back in and told them to pass the ball to her, but that's not what we're all about. You know, she now tied with the record with, I think, with Jordan Bowles and Brittany Berry for 5 threes in a game. And she just, we saw her in high school, and it was just unbelievable, you know, just to see, watch her shoot. It's just amazing.
She's a versatile player, too. She just doesn't three-pointers. She can battle underneath if you need a post player, and she can get rebound, and it looks like she's a very good passer.
But what does she do best?
Shoot three-pointers. Well, everybody's always going to worry about that. You know, the shooting always is the number one thing everybody's always going to worry about.
I think scoring is, but if you have a shooter like that, like Barry, you know, what do people do? They go out and have to guard him.
Yep.
Now, Barry could end up with 6 assists in a game or 5 assists in a game and maybe 6 points. But she helped somebody else get 12 of those points on the other end. And Manny, with maturity, she's a good passer. But, you know, she'll mature to that position that, you know, people are going to come out and take her out of the game, are going to try. And so, you know, we have plays that we run for both of them, you know, to get them open. But other times people just forget about them and they are left open. So.
And you see that as soon as you see them. Like, we watched her the first ball game out there, and you could tell she's going to be a good one out there. She came into the ball game, and I hit a couple threes, things like this, and she's just gotten better all year long, and I think she's just going to, you know, like Liz Ellis. As soon as Liz got on the court, you knew she was a great ball player, and Traversa's the same way.
Yeah, I agree with you, and we have the freshmen that we have on the varsity have shown, I think, over time, that they belong there. I'm in a really bad, you know, situation with Jeeky with her foot, you know, that's just, or knee, I should say. That's just, you know, you can't even talk about it because it's just so disheartening. But, you know, Elizabeth Perkins, you know, did not play at the beginning of the year because of her broken wrist. And slowly but surely, you know, that got better. And then she had to get, you know, into the flow of things. And now she comes in and just contributes. I mean, she rebounds. She plays good defense. You know, she'll get her 6 or 7 points or whatever, makes her free throws. So our freshmen are really, really a bonus. And, you know, you look, you lose a lot of people this year, and we don't have a lot of seniors. So we'll see, you know, what happens next year. But they're all pretty good. We like them all.
Well, congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
Once again, and we will see you when the MIAA tournament starts.
We will see you on the MIAA tournament. We certainly will, and we're looking forward to that, and we're going to be right here to play it. So that's good. Ron, you got, now Davilar asked me to make sure that you're going to be okay for the second game.
Well, I didn't talk the first game. I got into a coughing jag out here, and Adam took over, did the ball game.
I've got a birthday dinner planned. My kids are taking me out to dinner for my birthday, but, you know, if you need me, you know, right. I just want to say that I'll, you know, I would love to come up and just, you know, sit there and not do anything, you know, let him do all the work,
right,
and you take all the credit.
That's it.
I think he just went into retirement mode for the.
Oh, hey, he and I've been in retirement for a long time. We just come out every now, like the Groundhog Day. You know, we come out, see our shadow, and then we go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey guys, thanks for being here. Great season with you, and I hope we can continue. Okay.
We'll look forward to you for the first round of the MIAA playoffs.
Thanks, man. Go Hope.
That was Coach Dean Morehouse joining us here for the post game interview. Let's send it back to the studio for a 1 minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutch have clinched the MIAA regular season championship with a 90-40 victory over Trine University here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Come on out here. We've got some more basketball action about to start as we're only about 20 minutes away from the Hope College Flying Dutchman Junior Varsity taking on the Alma College Junior Varsity. That game will be coming on here in about 20 minutes. And then at 7:30, the Flying Dutchman of Hope College Varsity crew will be taking on Alma College. You can catch that game here at 7:30 with tip-off and the 7:10 with the Barber Ford pregame show. Well, Ron, we never got a chance to come up with the player of the game, so what do you think?
Well, we actually talked about the player of the game quite a bit out here. Amanda Traversa has got to be the pick this afternoon for my player of the game. She has 17 points, all of them coming on triples, 5 out of 8 for her 17 points, and she's going to be a great one. This is not going to be maybe her first time as a player of the game, but over the next 4 years, she's going to have many more of those, I'm sure.
The La Persona Salon and Spa player of the game is Amanda Traversa and is presented by La Persona Salon and Spa across from Dutton Park, your complete image destination for hair, nails, massage, and clothing alterations. The official attendance of this ball game was 1,346 and is presented by Zimpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider of Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue or have a cup of Zimpatico Coffee at the game. Hope's record improves to 23-0 and 15-0 in MIAA play. They clinched the outright regular season championship this afternoon. They will have home court advantage throughout the MIAA playoffs. Trine's record falls to 5-17. They are 2-12 in MIAA play. This is Adam Prince speaking for Ron Weatherby, thanking everyone at Hope College, especially Alan Babbitt. Also, special thanks to Holly Rose at the station for keeping us on the air. And finally, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We invite you to join Ron and me at 92.7 The Van later tonight as the Hope College Flying Dutchman host Alma. Tip-off is at 7:30 with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:10. Once again, the final score, Hope College 90, Trine 40. Have an unbelievable afternoon, everyone.